Yoshikoyach, Rabbi Myers, where are you? Yoshikoyach, Yoshikoyach Harry, and all the others who were involved. I decided, at least as far as I'm concerned, I would be in my coward mode tonight, and I'm not going to be talking about, as a matter of policy, if one should go to Harabayas or not. I'll leave that for the other speakers, and I will confine myself, and Aryeh knew this in advance, I will confine myself to the halachas of going up. I will say this, though. The halachas of going up are, you know, I don't know if anybody here remembers, I guess I'm stating my age. There was a show on television called Get Smart. And it opened up and he kept walking through different doors. That was always the opening, and different doors, and as he went further and further, more and more and more doors kept opening. And that really reminds me of halacha. You know, I always say 85% of the shaylos I get are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And if people would know Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I'd be out of business. But then it's uncanny and it's spooky and it's almost unreal that any shaila you decide to delve into, it becomes like that Get Smart opening where another shaila becomes, and it's not so poshut, and it's really more complicated than you think it is, and all sorts of sfeikas open up, and another door and another door and another door, and all of a sudden nothing's poshut. On a basic, everyday, workable, living level, everything is pretty poshut. As I say, 85% of shaylos are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But then, when you delve into it, you see that it's not so simple, and all kinds of shaylos abound. Now, when you start learning, you'll hear, and this is what I'm saying, I'm not talking about the policy of going up, but when you hear that people say, well, we don't know exactly this, and we don't know about a Zav, and we don't know where the Makom is, and we don't really know the din of a Tvil Yom, and I'll be explaining all these terms, hopefully, and we don't know about this. There's so many things, how can you even think of going up? But the truth is, if we would start now and saying, let's bake matzah for Pesach. How do you bake matzah? Whoa! You're overwhelmed with shilas. How do you bake matzah? And do you do this? And how do you do the oven? And the oven has to be so hot. And where do you bake it? And it's near the oven. And how much time do you have? Everything's complicated. How you make tefillin is complicated. Every area of halacha is complicated and complex the more you delve into it. And there's nothing more complicated. The halachas of going up to Harabayas and all of the shilas and halacha that are involved are, this I am willing to say, they're not more complicated than tefillin or hafreshes challah or mezuzah. It's a question of ushchita, or nikur. Some things have made their way into Jewish life, and we've worked out the way we're going to deal with these things. And every once in a while, someone will come out with a kuntres. Oh my goodness, everybody's making matzah the wrong way. We're eating chametz the whole Pesach. Or everybody's eating chalev. Or everybody's eating nevelos. Right? And, it's big black letters. And we're blowing shofar the wrong way. Oh my goodness. So, Harabayas is no different. The halachas of going to Harabayas are halachas, like every area in Torah. And you can look it up, and you can learn it, and there's basic halacha, and the more you delve into it, the more sfeikas will occur, but it's no different than any other area. And really, really, I feel what it boils down to is going to Harabayas a value in our lives or not? If it's a value, then we'll treat it like other areas in halacha. We want to wear tzitzis, somebody has to open up a maslul of how to make tzitzis and how to produce tzitzis. And the same with every other area. Someone has to make a shechita. And every area in halacha, hadlokas neiros on Shabbos, enormously complicated once you start delving into it. And if I'm a guest and I go away and I'm eating out and I'm eating here and I'm sleeping there and there are electric lights and the street lights. If it's a value, it can be dealt with. There's no insurmountable, if Hashem put it in the Torah, it's not an insurmountable barrier that's Hilchos LeMashicha, as right, and you can't know it because it's so complicated, and maybe you have a Rambam Shita, and so on and so forth. If it's not a value, then yeah, then it's a big mountain. It's a big mountain, and how can we cross this mountain, right? But if it is a value, then it'll be treated like every area in halacha. I'm not minimizing the questions that come up, but I'm not minimizing the questions in Hilchos Tzitzis and Tefillin and Afreshos Challah and Tkiyah Shofar and Shechita and Nikar Chelev and, you know, and Gid Anoshia. I'm not minimizing those either. It can be dealt with. It boils down to really if it's a value or not. So, and on that, you know, I'll leave that for the other speakers. I'm going to talk about, as I told you, Barry, just the basic halacha. The most, well, there's many most important things. The first issue that comes up is, of course, are we allowed to go there? Okay. Maybe I should have had a blackboard. I'll do my best. In the Midbar, there was Machane Yisrael, and Machane Leviya, and Machane Shechina. Right, there was co-centric. Well, I don't know co-centric. There were different areas of various intensities of kedusha. Machne Yisrael, Machne Leviya, and Machne Kehuna, Machne Shechina. This, the Gemara in Zvachim says that this is reflected in Yerushalayim. That all Yerushalayim, the city. And all really Orei Yisrael that have a choma and acquired a certain level of kedusha, whether it's through Yehoshua or through Ezra, have a din of Machne Yisrael. That's Machne Yisrael. The Har Habayis is Machne Leviya. Its connection to Leviya nowadays is not that clear, but one could make a case that Leviyim really are the most in charge. If the Beis Hamikdash, Leviyim would be most in charge of the Har Habayis area because they guard the Sha'arim and they're most of the Shemira is done by Leviyim. So you can make a case for that. But Al Kaponim, Lo Mishaneh, its legal status, the legal status of Har Habayis is Machne Leviyah. Until you get to the Azorah, you're now past the Ezras Noshim. The Ezras Noshim, as it's called in the Beis Hamikdash, we're going from east to west. The Ezras Noshim is still Har Habayis. You're at Shar Nikner now. And this is the way you go from Ezras Noshim to the Azorah, which is Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kohanim, and that's where the Mizbeach HaChitzon is, the outer Mizbeach, even before you get to the Ulam and the Heichal, right? So you're in the Azorah. And that's already, this is Machne Shechina now. So the Torah says as follows, different levels of Tumah have to be, it's a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh, have to be sent out of different machanos. There's different levels of kedusha, so there's different levels of tumah. And the more severe, well, I don't want to call it the more severe because that's a legal term. Different types of tumayim are sent out of different machanos. So we'll start with the Metzorah. Everyone knows the Metzorah. What? He's worse than a tumay mace? Worse than a mace? Yes. The Metzorah, because of the Lashon Hara, because he stirs up Sinna and Machlokes, and he just, his antisocial behavior, and then the Machlokes that he causes amongst Klal Yisrael is sent out of even Machne Yisrael. And he can't stay in a walled city, and he has to sit Michutz l'Machne Moshavo. Metzorah is out. Then you have someone it's called Tumah Yotza Migufo. Someone that is Tomei, not because it's acquired from an external source, but the person is Tomei. That would be a Zava. Well, a Zav is someone who, a man who has an emission somewhat similar to Keri, which is synonymous with Shechvazera, but it's different, but it's a little the same. The Gemara talks about the difference. A Zav and a Zava and a Nida and a Yoledes are called Tumah Yotza Migufo. It's not a tumor that's been acquired from an outside source. It's something in their body causes them to be Tumah. And a Balkeri is in this halachic status as well. Although, for those of you who may remember Maseches Nida from Daf Yomi, the Gemara does have a Chakira if a Balkeri is tamei machmas roe, seeing the keri, or machmas not actually seeing it, but having it, or machmas nogeya. So again, this is already a complicated thing they can delve into, but the bottom line is that a bal keri is considered tumah yotza migufo, as if he's tamei because he was roe keri. A woman who's been with her husband, there's a shaila minchas chinuch. If she has the din of a bal keri as well, she might for the next 3 days also possibly, if she's what's called paleta shechvazera, it's really not okay to go into the details, but just the minchas chinuch is mesupik, and we're machmir. So these tmeim, this class of tmeim is usher to go to Harabais if they haven't been to the mikvah, if they haven't been tar. A balkeri, or a zav, or a zava, or a yoledes, a woman who has given birth, or anida, zava, yoledes, balkeri, and a zava, yeah, and possibly a woman will say lamaskona, a woman who's been with her husband, if they haven't become tohar afterwards, they cannot go to harabayis, because it's tuma yotza migufo. Okay? Ironically, the what we consider in a certain sense the most severe tumah, the most intense tumah, but what's treated the most lightly in these halachas of sending out the machne is a tamei mace. Someone who's been in contact with a mace, or even mace atzmo, as the Gemara says, can go anywhere and everywhere in the Araisa except into the Azara. And that's why Moshe had atzmos Yosef imo, because he was Machna Levia, obviously, which would be the equivalent of Harabayis. So, but a Tomei Meis, and even Meis Atzmo, the Gemara says, the Meis Atzmo, Atzmos Yosef, can be in Machna Levia. So, this is the okay, so Midiyaraisa, we won't talk about anymore about the Mitzora, who has to go out of even Machna Yisrael. But what will concern us is we're all Tomei Meisim. I went off my mace, and then there's no way we can get rid of our tumas mace because there's no para aduma anymore. There's no way for para aduma. So midiyaraisa, we just can't walk into the azara. You just can't walk past shar nikner, which would be, as I say, again, you have to study where these places are. But you just can't go into the azara. You're mutter to go to harabayis if you're a tamei mace midiyaraisa. And it's kores to go into Machne Shechina, to go into the Azara. This is already a very severe issue of kores. Every tomei to go into the place where he's not allowed to go is a lav, or maybe an asay and a lav, but kores is only... I'm not minimizing a lav. A lav is also. But it's not kores to go to Harabayis with the wrong kind of tumah. Kores will only be going into the Azara is the only. I don't want to minimize it, but you know, Torah is emes. You have to say the truth also. It's only kores to go into the Azara with the type of tumah that's not allowed to bring you into the Azara. So let's talk practically now about a person. So tamei meis, okay, I just won't go into the Azara. Now here's where the rabbanans kick in. And we learn the Seches Kalim, the first Perek, and Midrabanon, a Tomei Meis can't go past an area called the Chil, or the Chael, which is even before the Ezras Noshim, more east than the Ezras Noshim. He can't go past the Chael. But he can still go in Harabayis, even Midrabanon, a Tomei Meis now I'm talking about. I'm dealing with just a person that's Tomei Meis. So Tomei Meis can't go Midrabanon past the Chil. Okay, but what about a person's balkari, or a woman's who's an either, or yoledes, or maybe a zava? Women are a bigger problem than men because they don't keep cheshbon if they're nidos or zavos, and we'll see the halachic ramifications of that. And they probably don't know what I'm talking about even, because we don't keep cheshbon anymore. If you may need and you may zava. Akoponim, so the average, let's say the average man, we'll talk about a man who's a Baal Keri, because he hasn't gone to the mikvah since last Erev Yom Kippur, right? Or if even if he went last Erev Shabbos, but he went to a man's mikveh, probably, which is she'uvim, which takes care of Takanas Ezra Keri, but it doesn't take care of what we're talking about. We're talking about the real stuff, becoming tahar in a mikveh, getting rid of Tumas Keri. And a man, when he has to become tahar and going to the mikveh, yeah, you know, to women it's second nature, chafifa, and making all the preparations you need to do, and what's a chatzitza, what's not a chatzitza. A man is like clueless, you know, what's a chafifa? and what do I do about the splinter? Like, they're totally lost. So you really have to learn the halachas and know them. And so you go to the mikveh, let's say for Tumas Keri, and now you can go to Har HaBayis. A tvul yom of a Baal Keri is allowed to go to Har HaBayis. So that's it. The people that go and will say they're presumably they've been a Baal Keri, and they go to the mikveh, and they have to go to a woman's mikveh. They have to become tahar. And now I assume most people that go in the morning of their going, because they want to avoid seeing Keri again. So I guess that's the reason. They want to go as late as possible. But then they're a tvul yom. That's the downside. So it's not that much of a downside, because virtually all poskim, that a tvul yom of a Baal Keri is allowed to go to Har HaBayis. So he's a tvul yom and he goes to Har HaBayis. What would make it enormously... Yeah. I'm sorry, you're right. A tvul yom is someone that went to the mikveh before nightfall. It's very interesting. We think of a mikveh making you totally tahor, and it sort of does, and it's a little weird, and one day we'll talk about it as well. There's a time factor also. You have a, what Otsko has a perfect word for it, so I'll just steal it. There's a residue of tumah still on you after the mikveh until nightfall. It's like this was a tumah day. So it's not as intense as before you went to the mikveh. The mikveh basically makes you tahor, but there is a legal, halachically legal status called tvul yom, which means you went to the mikveh, you did tvilah, but it's the day you went to the mikveh, the day you were tovel before nightfall. You might be acquainted with the first Mishnah in Brachas. The Kohanim were tvul yom, but they can't eat truma until nightfall. So they're waiting for Tzeis HaKochavim to eat the truma, and that's when you could say Kriya Shema. That's like the first Mishnah in Brachas that everybody's learned countless times when they started Shas. This time I'm going to do it. And so it's talking about a tvul yom. And that's how the first Rashi starts off. Kohanim, Kohen, Shul, tvul yom. So he has to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to eat truma. So a tvul yom is allowed to go to Har HaBayis. Because we're all tmei meisim, we can't go past the chil. So the limitation of people that go to Har HaBayis, a man, let's say, who goes, and he went to the mikveh, a lady's mikveh, and he did all the chafifa and chatzitza, and he did everything that, as I say, is second nature to women. So he can go to Har HaBayis as a tvul yom. But he can't go past the chil because we're tamei meis. And midrabanon, a tamei meis can't go past the chil, and it's certainly not into the azara, which would be karis. Here, it becomes a little more complicated. If we would be choshesh for ziva, here's, I assume, those who are against going up hold, I'm not talking about public policy issues. I'm talking about purely halachic issues. Others will deal with public policy issues. Again, I'm only talking halacha. I am aware that there are those that taina that we have to be, I'm talking about for men, I'll get to women in a moment, that you have to be choshesh for ziva. Ziva is you see a certain type of emission two times or three times. Once it's two times, a man can't even go to the mikveh anymore. He has to go to a mayon. It's the only tamei that has to go to a flowing spring and can't go even to a mikveh, a body of collected water. I'm not even talking about mayim she'uvim. I'm talking about a kosher mikveh. But a mayon is a flowing spring. A zov, it's the only tamei like that, has to go to a mayon. So you're not, if you have tuma ziva, you can't become tor unless you go to a mayon. If you saw ziva three times, when do I have to stop? Tell me when. Tell me a time. What? Me? I have till 8 o'clock? Oh, I'm halfway through. What else is there to say? I'm not going into the geography of the place. Those who are against going up halachically are choshesh that a man might be a zov. It's more complicated than it. A zov is a certain type of choli. It's really not motzui. So you could say, well, it's not motzui. But there are chashoshes sometimes in Meiraglayim that there'll be tipos of ziva there. And it might be a concern. As I said, you know, when going to Arbais becomes a value, so a lot of things are a concern. When you bake matzahs, there's a lot of concerns also. When you shecht an animal, there's a lot of concerns also. When you do anything, there's a lot of concerns, Baruch Hashem. So you deal with the concerns. But that's one of the problems, is that a man might be a zav. If he's a three-time zav, he is also something called a mechusar kippurim. A mechusar kippurim means someone who has to bring a korban to become totally tahor. And even if he went to a mayon, if he's really a zav, a tvil yom who's also a mechusar kippurim is not allowed to go to Har HaBayis. So if a man would be a zav of three times, where he would have to bring a korban to become totally tahor, then even if he went to a mayon, not a mikveh, but if he would be a tful yom, if he went in the morning, not the day before, then tful yom plus mechusar kippurim, both, is midoraisa osur, even to go to Har HaBayis, and would be koresh into going to the azara. So that's a concern. A woman is really complicated, I think. I guess my natiyas are coming through. A woman is very complicated to go up. You have to deal with a lot of issues. Certainly, with Zava has to have Zayin Nekiyim. So you say, okay, Zayin Nekiyim. But you have to have a chashash. If she was with her husband, she has a din like a Balkari, so she has to go to the mikveh. Even though she says, but I'm Tohar, but you're like a Balkari, so you have to go to the mikveh. Within 3 days of being with a husband, there's a chashash of Poleta Shechvazera, it's called, and that has to be dealt with. If she's a Zava, she's a Mechusar Kippurim also. If she saw Dam in Yemei Ziva, not Yemei Nida, and who keeps Chayachman nowadays? Nobody. So if she's a Zava, then she can't be a Tful Yom also. You know, the women who go, I imagine, have to go the day before. They can't go in the morning. Because unless they just had Zayin Nekiyim. I mean, no, that wouldn't help. If she's a Tful Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim, she's not allowed to go. So she would have to go the day before, because of the chashash, she's a Zava, and you don't want to be a Tful Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim together. Plus, from the Gemara, it's pretty clear it would have to be a bedika, because the Gemara says women who were tohar, but when they ate truma v'kotchim, they had a constant. There was a chumrah to make bedikas. On the yom havest, she has to be choshesh. Maybe she's not allowed to go to Harabayas on the yom havest because there's a chashash any minute she could see dam. There's all sorts of issues, and I say a bedika, a poleta shechvazeret. It's much more complicated. Women's tahara, it can be done, and I imagine women who go, who are adhering to the halacha, deal with all these issues. All these issues can be nifsak. You can deal with poleta shechvazera with something called kinuach, and you can deal with yom havest. If it's not yom havest, then shitaka has to go the day before, not that morning. So, as I say, if it's a value, and your Rav Paskin that you could go, and there's a way of dealing with all the halachic issues, it is much more complicated by a woman. Now, yeah. An unmarried woman, so she would have the issues of Zava and Nida. What? Well, she would have to learn the halachas, which, like a man, she's clueless about all the halachas. Right, she's clueless in all the halachas of Chafifa and Chatzitza and everything. She's as clueless as a man, so she would have to learn all the halachas.
At what age does a man or a woman have to start going to the mikvah?
From when there's a chashash, from when she starts seeing. When she starts seeing Dam and a man from 9. Has to be chashash for Kerry. What? Alright, that's already. I'm not going to answer specific questions. Okay, let's move on.
You mentioned that it's Bul Yom as well as Musa Purim. He can't go up. So is the proper procedure for him to wait to be after?
He would wait till nightfall. He would have to go the next day.
Then he could go up.
Yes. Yeah.
He has one, but not both.
Correct. Only both. This din is only if he's a Tful Yom and a Mechusa Kippurim, then he's also a Dioraisa, even to go to Harabayis. But a man will only be a Mechusa Kippurim if he saw Ziva 3 times. A woman, you know, would be a Mechusa Kippurim of Zada her whole life, really. She's always a Mechusa Kippurim, because we don't know if she saw in Yemei Nid or Yemei Zada. We have to assume she saw in Yemei Zada also. And she's a Zada, and she has to bring a carbon. Every woman is probably a Mechusa Kippurim of Zada. She's certainly a Mechusa, yeah.
I mean, this is kind of rather simple, but I mean, if he can't go to Har HaBayis, how's he going to bring the carbon? If he can't even get to the Ezra
Bashir. You send it.
Send it.
Yeah. Okay, now let's move on. So this is like one area. It's the biggie, but it's one area. All of this is predicated on what is a consensus in the poskim, which is the Rambam Shita, that the Kedusha of all of these areas is still around. Kedusha Rishayna Kitchula Shaita V'Kitchula Sidlovo, and all of these dinim are still Kayam. There's a famous Ravid that seems to say that these halachas are no longer relevant, because the Kedusha in regard to these halachas are no longer existent. There's a Me'iri. The Me'iri writes that he heard that people go even to the Makom HaMikdash, to the Azara, based on this Ravid Shita. It's not Nogei Lamaisa though, I have to say. If the Ravid means that, which is not 100%, maybe it's 85%, but it's certainly a Yochid, and the overwhelming consensus of Poskim, Rishonim and Achronim, is that we go with the Rambam, that there is a Kedusha there now which precludes these Tumas, and it's hundreds and hundreds of years where we just assume that the Rambam's correct and that the Kedusha is there, and the equivalent Tumayim can't go to the equivalent places. There is a svara that's said by some, and I'm only mentioning it because to say that it really has no basis. It's like a svara. Very nice, you have a svara. That the harchokos midirabbanon don't apply nowadays. When the Beis HaMikdash is b'churbano, so then the harchokos have no pshat. You know, go there. And, who's running around there? The Yishmaelim and the Shualim. So we're going to say that a Tomei Meis can't go past the Chil. That's being violated every minute. So it would make no sense for the Drabonans to still be in place. A Dioraisa, of course, is a Dioraisa. You can, that's inviolate. So there's such a svara said. I only mention it to knock it down and to say that I'm not aware that it has any basis. It's like a nice, it's a svara. Someone said a svara, but I don't see that it would have any relevance. But again, the most relevant issue would be for a Tvil Yom of Balkeri to go past, for a Tommy Mace to go past the Chil. That's really what we're talking about. He can't go into the Azara anyway, and he could go to the Harabayas anyway, once he's not a Balkeri anymore. I don't know. So, okay, those would be the Gvul limitations. Okay.
Can you explain where the Chil is?
It's just an area. It's really too complicated to explain. It's an area, as you go from east to west, it's before the Ezes Nashim. It's just a demarcated area. Some say it's a low wall that used to exist, and it's surrounded. Some say it went all the way around, and some say it only existed on the east side. And it's an area. It's an area on Har HaBayis before the Ezes Nashim even. And that's all it is. And midrabbanan, you can't go past that. Tommy Mace can't go past that point.
Is that after the Sorig?
It's before the Sorig. Yeah. A goy is also. Am I wrong about that, Aryeh?
Inside.
It's past the Sorig.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, again, there are, a Tomei is allowed to go with Tzorech Binyan, for the Binyan Abayas, or for Bedek Abayas, Letzorech Bitchoni, everybody, it unfortunately was not Nogeya for many hundreds of years. There's certainly a consensus that Letzorech Bitchoni, even a Tomei could go there, but it's no worse than to go there Letzorech HaMikdash. If you're going to Letzorech HaMikdash, so the Rambam gives a whole list of priorities, and if there's nobody else to go, so then a Tomei is allowed to go. It doesn't become Mutter, it doesn't become Tohor, but Letzorech HaMikdash itself, you're allowed to go. So these are issues that could conceivably come up in the larger picture, in the larger question. It's like tumah hutra b'tzibur. It's still tumah, and it has to be avoided. And we pass tumah d'chuya b'tzibur. I should have said more like tumah d'chuya. It's certainly d'chuya, and you have to take steps to avoid it. But if you can't, you're not mechuyev to just be mafkir. You go, and you're allowed to go. You know there would be no chorus in that case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would constitute that? I don't know. You need a pesach for that.
What was the question?
What constitutes Tzorech Bitchoni? It has to be real. It can't be something imagined. Right? It has to be a real Tzorech. If they're shooting from there, when the Intifada started, they were shooting from Har HaBayis. They were shooting down into the Kaisel Plaza. That's Tzorech Bitchoni. Real and immediate. Okay. Of course, Hilchos, one of the halachas of going to Har HaBayis would be Tevila, Chatzitza, Chafifa, and Zihui HaMakom, where all these areas I'm talking about is. I'm putting those aside. Another major issue is, of course, Mora Mikdash. The din that, if in a shul you have to act a certain way, yeah, you have to act a certain way in a shul. And in a Beis Medrash you have to act a certain way. So certainly, Chol Shekein, Kol Shekein on Har HaBayis, in the Mokum, Har HaBayis is also referred to as Mikdash in many places, so you have to act a certain way. Certainly all the dinim of a shul apply to Har HaBayis, anywhere on Har HaBayis. You're not allowed to exchange frivolous conversation. You're not allowed to just go there for not a Dvar Mitzvah. Just like you can't just stroll into the shul because you want to relax. And it's questionable if you can go into a shul with Kedushas Beis Knesses because it's beautiful and you heard so much about the Churva shul and you want to really see what it looks like. So you're going to go in as a tourist to see the beauty of it. It's not posh that you're allowed to walk into a shul for that. I hope people, they quickly sit down and they say a pasuk or two. But there is a mitzvah to be there. And that's why in Halach, if you go to a shul to call someone out, and you'll see people sit down, and because they don't have to say a pasuk if they sit down, because sitting there, being there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to be on Har HaBayis. It's like being in a shul. That's not called frivolous, that's not called for no reason, that's not called for no purpose. You want to be in this Makom Mekudosh. Many say that the din of Mora Mikdosh is not just a bunch of no-nos, but just like they compare it, and I like the comparison, just like Mora of Aim, right? So you have parents and you deal with that in a way of Mora. So you're supposed to go to Har HaBayis, many say, and conduct yourself with Mora. It's not, you don't run away from the matzav because of the dinim of Mora Mikdash, but you live it, you embrace it, and you show Mora when you're there. That's the mitzvah, to be there and to show Mora. So besides all the dinim of a shul, you have the list in Mishnah Brachas, which has a list of things which you cannot do on Har HaBayis. Lo yikones b'maklo uv'turmilo. We'll go through those things that you're not allowed to do. And the Minchas Chinuch says it's probably Midioraisa. And it's Chazal decided what's a lack of Mora, but once they made those decisions, then Midiraisa, that's what Mora, it's a Diraisa Dikadin. Now, Maklo is a walking stick. I had a lot of trouble with this. I, when you have to speak, you clarify a lot of things. Like, what kind of a walking stick is it talking about? So let's clear if it's a walking stick that a person needs to walk, a person on crutches, or he needs a walker to walk, or he needs even a stick, and he won't make it without a walking stick, that's for sure mutter. If the going through the inyan, it seems it's talking about the type of stick that a hiker would take with him. Sort of like if I say you can't go on Har HaBayis with your knapsack. You're not going on a hike. You're not backpacking on the Har HaBayis. So it's talking about that kind of stick, apparently. That's what I could best determine. A stick that would help you hike. And so that's what's Asur. And many poskim are matir, a stick. Sometimes you have like the Rebbes, they're not going to Har HaBayis that fast. I mean, I wish they would. I wish Mashiach. not getting into policy issues. But, they have the sticks, like with a silver knob on top, and it's very fancy and beautiful and Hasidish and Rebbish. So that, most posts can say, is allowed. It's not talking about a makel shel kavod. It's talking about like a walking stick that, as I said, like a hiking part of your hiking attire, like your knapsack and your sneakers. So you can't go up with a makel. You could go up, as I said, with crutches and a walker. Tarmilo is like where an uman keeps his tools. You see an electrician or a gardener has like a belt, and he has his tools in there, and so you can't go up with that. It's not kavodik, and you can't go up with a punduso, is many say a money pouch, which would mean a wallet. But this is only also if it's begoli, if it's out in the open. You can have your wallet in your pocket, but you can't openly show your wallet. It's not kavod. You're in the mikdash. So you don't show, so that is your wallet. The Rambam learns that this word afundoso means an undershirt, a beged that's fizeya. I guess it would mean like a t-shirt or an undershirt to go up with just that. So far we have maklo, the stick. Termilo is a pouch where you keep tools in. Afundoso is a wallet, a money pouch. Minolo, I skipped over in the order of the Mishnah. Minolo is shoes. Now, ideally, you should go barefoot. Al pi Kabbalah, you should go barefoot. I don't know how safe it is. I don't know how sanitary it is. I don't know if they'll let you. So you wear socks. But it's the same issue as Yom Kippur. So you wear whatever you can wear Yom Kippur. And just as by Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah says that really, if you wear something out of any material, not just leather, but it protects your foot from feeling the ground. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tavol of Bracha, if you don't wear that on Yom Kippur either, if it protects your foot that much that you don't feel the ground at all, but it's not leather, so the poskim say the same thing applies to Har HaBayis and Tavol of Bracha if you don't wear such a type of shoe either. But otherwise, I mean, it is the same din as Yom Kippur with shoes. It's okay. Avok shal gabe raglov is you can't be dirty. That's how, what that translates into in our world. I mean, we don't have so much obok on our feet. You can't be dirty, and you can't have stains on your clothing. It's not kavod. It's open stains or dirt on your body or on your clothes would be included in v'lo ba'obok shal gabe raglov. Urakika is to spit. And Leosena Kapandria is not to make it into a shortcut. That's a little. If you're going with Tzorech Mitzvah and you're davening there, this is like, then it's preferable to go in. Maybe you'll hear about it later tonight, how actually it's done. You go in one gate and you circle it. And then you don't have to go circle back and come in. You should bedafka go out the other way, and that's not called a kapandria. When you go, I'm from a pasuk in Yecheskel. When the people go into the Beis Hamikdash with tzorech tefillah, to daven or to be mishtachav there, or just to commune with Hashem, to be in this Makom Kadosh, so then Adarabah, it's considered kavod if you walk around the whole area and you go out the other way, and that's not considered kapandria. I came across a Netziv. The Netziv says that you shouldn't make it a meeting place. So I don't know. They say, okay, let's all meet on the Harabayas. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the Netziv means. I didn't have time to. I guess if you're doing it Letzorech the Mitzvah to facilitate going up, then it would be mutter. I imagine he's talking about just to use it as a maramakom, to use it as a, you know, you just you need a convenient. Look at a convenient location. So you say, I'll meet you at Sam's Bagels, or I'll meet you in the Starbucks, I'll meet you at the first right turn on the Harabayas. That's probably what the Netziv is talking about. As I said, you can't talk Divrei Rishus there. It's even more chomer than a shul. But it is, you couldn't go up to Tur. It's a lack of Mora Mikdash. If you're going up to Tur, but it's a subtlety, but it's not that subtle a subtlety, and it's not a trick, it's real. If you're going up to be there, that's not called the tour. The tour means you're going up because you want to see what it looks like. That's awesome. It's mamish awesome. But to go up to be there is a mitzvah, is a mutter and a mitzvah. What? Yeah, and that it would be the same as a shul. If you're going up, but it's so easy, just go up to be there. That's already a mitzvah to be there. Okay, there is an Indian. I'm not Arya. I'll have to. I've never been there, so I don't really know. There is a din at least lechatchila to be makif derech yamin. Are there people that go up makif on that? Because it's not like a heavy duty din, it's a preference to go called Pino Shatapono you Derech Yamin. So you should go Derech Yamin. That's another din of going up. Yeah, it's an expression of Avelus, yeah. There is a din, this is another issue that comes up with people that say not to go up, for halachic reasons. There is apparently a shitas Rav Shimon in the Tosefta that you can't bring up a godim that are tamei either into Harabayas. Now, the level of tumma that would disallow a person from going up, would disallow kelim and begodim from being there, which would be a problem because we're not used to being told to allow a kelim. Right, and if a Balkari, no, not a Balkari, but if a woman, Anita, right, or your ledis sat on a pillow or her clothing, really have tumas medris, and so that it carries the tumma of the tumi yotzim gufo, and if so, that's a point of the machmirim not to go is because kalim are not allowed to go if they're tamei, and many times kalim are tamei. Again, it's something that has to be dealt with once you decide you want to go and it's a value, then you have to ask a shayla. I'm just mentioning it as an issue that does come up. You are allowed to bow down there, the pishut radayim v'raglayim, full hishtachava, even on a ritzvas evan. I think on Harabayas it's a shayla, right? In the Azorah it's mutter. I believe in Harabayas it's one of the shaylas that do come up. I don't know how they. Is there a Ritzvah 7 there?
Yeah.
And do they bow down full Hishtachavah? Yeah. Or some do and some don't? It's a Shiloh, again, Baruch Hashem, we're Jews. The Shiloh is to everything. So that's one of the Shilohs that come up. If it's Mutter and Harabayas, it's also Chutz L'Mokom HaMikdash to do Hishtachavah on a Ritzvah Savonim. It's Mutter in the Mokom HaMikdash, and the question is the Harabayas, what about that? Okay, I think that's it. So just to sum up the halachic issues that come up. Again, the yesod is, and maybe that's all you remember from this talk, is that if it's a value, it'll be. You shouldn't be scared of it because it's complicated and there's a lot of shilas. It's no more complicated and no more shilas than tens and hundreds of areas in halacha that we live with every day of our lives. If it's a value, Klal Yisrael can deal with the shailas. If it's not a value, then it's an insurmountable barrier. Oh my goodness, this is impossible. How can we deal with this? The main shailas are the type of tumah that we have. We're all tumei mesim. A woman is a nida and a zava. Men are all balei kerim. Maybe they're zavim. Maybe. And that has to be determined or dealt with. We're all balei keri, but that can be taken off with mikvah. And then this shalav tfil yom, and so on and so forth. And the other biggie is mora mikdash, and treating it at the very least like a base knesses, plus the extra dinim that I went through, lo yikones b'maklo, v'turmilo, v'fundoso, and etc. If this has been helpful in making it more accessible for you, if you've decided to go and you do it halachically, that's wonderful. Kol hakavod.
Yeah. Not identifying the exact location.
I'm part of that. That's not my area of expertise. Well, nothing's my area of expertise. But I don't even make believe that's my area of expertise. Yeah. Everything else I make believe. To me, that's absurd. You know, we figured out how to make tefillin, we figured out how to shecht an animal, we figured out how to clean it out from chalev, we figured out everything. So, you figure this out too. It's not, why should it be? Because maybe the Evan Shasiya is really this, and maybe this, and maybe that. Yeah. I get it. I could put out a pamphlet once a month saying we're doing tefillin all wrong, we're blowing shofar all wrong, we're wearing tzitzis all wrong, we're eating meat all wrong. Except it's all been done already, so I would have nothing else to write about. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it your opinion then that if there were a big enough demand from the
Am? Wait, get me into trouble with my wife? What do you want from me? Shalom bias. Yeah. My opinion is that if it's a value, it should not be an insurmountable barrier. It's an area in halacha, and it should be dealt with. I don't mean to minimize halacha, chas v'sholom, but it should be dealt with like every area in halacha. And you go to a posek, and who has gone through these halachas with COVID rosh, not with kalas rosh, and then he'll paskin all the shailas that come up. We Klal Yisrael has dealt with much heavier shailas, and we've come through. We'll come through this too. We'll survive Mashiach too. We survived everything. We'll survive Mashiach. Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah.
I think that pretty much follows the sentence that you share, but there was one sentence that I misunderstood maybe a second ago, that one word you said maybe.
Yeah.
You said that you don't go.
I don't go up. My wife made me promise when I came to Eretz Yisrael that I wouldn't go up to Har HaBayis and I wouldn't wear tchelas. She made me promise a third thing, but Baruch Hashem, I forgot the third thing. So it could be I do the third thing already. But she said no tchelas and no Har HaBayis. And then that condition we moved to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm a man of my word. I keep my word. And don't bother my wife about it, please. She's a good lady. Leave her alone if you see her. I don't want to be controversial. I think a woman going up is really heavy duty stuff. You need like a real place to pass in a lot of shilas that come up. Yeah. Amen. I don't see what. I know there's a. I don't see what. Do you have anything in mind? What? I'm not aware. I don't know. I'm not capable of answering it. I don't know. Come and ask me when it's Nogeya, and it'll give me a chance to delve into it, and I'll be in your debt. I'll thank you.
Rob, yeah. What constitutes a mayon today? The ocean?
A mayon?
The ocean.
I think so. A mayon. I'm not sure. That has to. It depends how much rainfall there is. The higher the oceans have a din of a mayon. What? I'm not. I don't want to answer it with a definitiveness now.
Okay.
Okay.